And while we do that, we may just want to humble ourselves under the Prince of Peace. That is the one God sent, His only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. He said, if you love me, obey me. If you love me, keep my commandments. Thanks for joining us here on Viewpoint Today. King of the Mountain, friends, you got to get a copy of it. $20, Save America Ministries, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Go to our website, saveus.org, and become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. For the next half hour, they're going to be the views of Thomas, who works for the freeze-dry guy. He's going to be talking to you about laying in a supply of freeze-dry food because there may be a major crisis coming. It's certainly, is it by coincidence that next week, on the 13th and 14th of November, there's going to be a nationwide exercise of what would happen if there was an attack, an EMP attack, or maybe a major solar flare that wiped out the electricity in America. Is it just by coincidence that on the 15th of November, why, of course, the day after the exercise, a major planet is going to be actually coming from behind the sun and going to be, well, of course, it's going to be quite some way away from America, but it will have an impact on here from with the debris and the comet tail, and it's going to be coming back again on the 22nd of December. What's the significance of these things? And I have absolutely no idea. But I do know that we should be prepared for problems. We should always be prepared, far better to be prepared months or years ahead of time, or maybe even not to need food and supplies, than, of course, to suddenly realize that you need them one day when it's too late. Thomas, thanks very much for being with us. And why don't you talk to our listeners about freeze-dry food?
Dr. Stan, always a pleasure to be with you. And, you know, you mentioned the grid drill next week, the electric grid drill. And I know you've been talking about that for a while. And lo and behold, somebody in the government must be listening to you because they're doing something that needs to be done. That would be crippling to our country were something like that to happen. And it is, of course, possible. So think of what your life would be like when you have no electricity. Think of what you would do or wouldn't be able to do. You wouldn't be able to do all of the things that we take for granted on a daily basis, and you probably wouldn't be very well off in terms of food if you don't prepare for it. And that would mean you'd go to the supermarket, which on a good day only has about 3 days worth of food. When an event or a crisis happens, that's going to be cleared out. Those supermarket shelves will be bare. But you won't be able to use your ATM card. You won't be able to use your credit card. You know, you're going to be in big trouble. However, if you are prepared at home with your own supply of food and water and other necessities, you're going to be just fine, and you'll make it through any emergency. And freeze-dried food and dehydrated food is really a fantastic way to go because it will be ready for you, ready and waiting for you when you need it during any kind of crisis, because the shelf life that we're looking at with this food is guaranteed for at least 25 years, but we see it traditionally over 30 years now. That we do taste tests with people, and you can see on the Freeze Dry Guy YouTube video channel, we've done taste tests with Boy Scouts, and some of the boys, half of them roughly, are picking food that is 30 years old and saying they like it better than food that is, you know, just a couple months old or a couple weeks old.
So, well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Thomas Weiss with the Freeze Dry Guy. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Thomas will be with us for the first 30 minutes. Then we'll do open lines, talk about what you'd like to talk about. But you should be prepared. We don't know what the future holds. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal.
We'll be back.
Thank you, boss.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Thomas is just saying that up to Veterans Day, which, of course, I guess is next Monday, if you're a veteran, well, you can get a 10% discount, but you have to just call in. You don't have to. They give it to the honor system. If you tell people that you are certainly a veteran, well, you'll get a 10% discount through Veterans Day, which is next Monday. And then, of course, in addition, why they'll send 10% of whatever you purchase it to a veterans group that looks after the families of people who've died, certainly who were fighting for our country. Well, basically, well, what are the products that most people get? Most people get, do they get the fruits? Do they get the vegetables? Do they get the things like certainly some of the breakfast things? What are the things that are really the best sellers that you have there at Freeze Dry Guy?
Well, right now what we've got going on that's been very popular is we've put together a Thanksgiving freeze-dried feast. And for the month of November, you can order a case of in what is essentially Thanksgiving dinners for when you want or need the most. And it's turkey tetrazzini, freeze-dried green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes, and also a freeze-dried raspberry crumble dessert, which is very delicious. And what I like about this is, you know, when a crisis happens, food is very, very important. And it's tremendous comfort and confidence that you have, knowing that you don't have to worry about what you're going to do to survive, what you're going to have to do to eat. And what better comfort food than the Thanksgiving dinners that we love so much, but are such a hassle, and they take so much time and effort to do. But in this case, you just pour some water into the food, wait a few minutes, and bam, the taste, the texture, the aroma is all going to come back, and you're going to have delicious freeze-dried Thanksgiving dinner. Outside of that, on a daily or weekly basis, you know, there's a variety of foods that Freeze Dry Guy recommends that you store what you eat. That way, when you have to eat something, you store it. It's something that you like. It's something that you know your body will like. And there's a variety of meats, from assorted chicken dishes to assorted beef dishes. To vegetables like corn and peas and green beans and fruits. The strawberries, the pineapple, bananas are absolutely delicious. So this is food that you're going to enjoy eating. It's not a punishment. It's not a penance. This is delicious food that you'll enjoy eating on a camping trip, if you will. Or, you know, emergencies happen every day. Dr. Stan, you talk about the big ones, about Saudi Arabia getting nuclear capabilities. But, you know, emergencies happen, like losing your job, like your car breaking down and not being able to get to the supermarket. There's a variety of things that if we're prepared for, we'll be much better able to manage. And that's why this food is so versatile in our lives today.
Well, I think people need you to understand that you actually even have a canned butter, don't you, and canned and freeze-dry margarine. Is it butter or margarine? Do you have both?
Mm-hmm. And you know, we've got people that prefer this kind of milk over milk that you get in the supermarket. It's not your grandfather's MREs. This is high quality, high technology food, where very expensive equipment is going to take fresh food, and let's just say the lasagna and beef. It's fresh lasagna and beef. It goes through the freeze drying process. About 98% of the moisture is taken out of the food, and the food is sealed, and thereby locking in the things that we want locked in: the taste, the aroma, the flavor, the texture, even the appearance of the food. When you put water in and this food quickly rehydrates, it looks just like delicious lasagna and beef that you could get in a restaurant.
Well, basically, do you want to get out your telephone number, your web page, so people would know how to get in touch with you?
Yeah, there's two or three ways. One, if you want to just go to the website and look for yourself, that's freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com. Look around, see if there's something that meets your taste, and obviously we're going to have things that meet your budget. But if you still have questions, you know, we're an old school company. You can pick up the phone, talk to an English speaking person, who's there to help you with no high pressure sales pitch. Just good knowledge, good information, answer your questions, and speak with one of our expert food consultants at 866-404-3663. Or if you want to remember.
One more time, you always give the number twice.
866-404-FOOD is another way to remember it.
Okay, fine. And then once again, the webpage is?
FreezeDryGuy.com.
FreezeDryGuy.com. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Thomas, he'll be with us for a few minutes more. And then, of course, we'll be doing open lines the last half of the program. But our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But certainly they have strawberries, and they have bananas, and they have certainly freeze-dried pineapple. And then, of course, they have the various types of vegetables. But then you have a whole line of dehydrated food that you make yourself. What do you have in the dehydrated food that you don't have with the freeze-dried food? And why would people want to get the dehydrated food? What are the items that you have there? And why did you come up with a competing product for the product you're already selling?
Well, it's just about giving choices and options to people. You know, in dehydrated foods, you're going to find grains and pasta. You're going to find dairy and egg products, vegetables, soups and stews. You know, the beans that are always very popular with storing, and seeds, fruits and vegetables. It's just about giving people choices for what they want. You know, what we're finding is that it's not just emergency preparedness that people buy this stuff for. It's the family on the go, the life on the go, where, you know, it's just so easy to make. And it's high protein, so it's stuff that you can feed to the kids with confidence. And it's not just men either. I mean, it's pretty much 50-50 down the line. Our customers are 50% male, 50% female. And even, Stan, what we're noticing is the demographics are getting younger and younger. That the 25 to 34 crowd is really into preparedness. They're seeing what's happening around the world. They're scared by it. They know that anything's possible. And so they're just making sure they can take care of themselves and their young children, and sometimes even their parents and grandparents. So that's comforting to see. You talk about this stuff all the time about you just don't know what's coming, but you know something's coming.
It sure does. We know something's coming because we know the elite are making preparations for it. And if you out there in the listening audience and you did not read Janet Napolitano's farewell address, August 27th, you can find it on the Office of Homeland Security website, Janet Napolitano's farewell address on the 27th of August, where she said, you know, our country is going to have a major cyber event that will have a severe effect on our lives, our economy, and every aspect of American life, and we better move, and we better move quickly. But when we tried to pin her down, we tried to contact her and to find out what she was talking about, why she would not tell us. But we know that she knows what's coming down the line because, of course, Janet Napolitano came from the Trilateral Commission, and she had to, of course, leave the organization when she went to work for the Obama administration. But she was one of those 87, 88 people who really run the world, or at least run America, and America really, until recently, has been the major force in the world. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and I sincerely believe that a major crisis is coming down the line. I don't know when it is, but I think it would be foolish not to be prepared. Now, basically, do you have freeze-dried potatoes, or do you have dehydrated potatoes? How do people get the potatoes and things of that sort?
The dehydrated potatoes we have are actually those that I mentioned in the Thanksgiving thing, but you can get the dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. You can get red chili beans and baby lima beans and pinto beans. There's a number of options that you'll have. And I suggest, again, for this, go to freezedryguide.com and take a look around. And, you know, listeners of Radio Liberty are into the freedom that our Constitution stands for, are into being independent. And I really think that's a wise thing, because if you just wait for your handout and an expectation from the government and from FEMA, you're going to be disappointed. I mean, that's a very difficult position, and it's going to take days for them to even find you in many cases, whether it's a hurricane, earthquake, or God forbid, the takeout of the electric grid that we've been talking about.
Well, if any of you are out there and listening on who would like to know what the commission that was the Congressional Commission on the threat of an EMP report, they came out after the 8-year study. You can get it off the internet. Congressional Commission, threat of an EMP attack. They spent 8 years preparing it, came out in 2008. And basically, they said that if we were to have an EMP attack or a solar flare, literally millions, if not hundreds of millions of Americans would die within a year. And not a word in the controlled media. I wonder why.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now, 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
This is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and Thomas will be with us for about 5 minutes. Then we're going to be doing open lines. Our telephone number, remember, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or out across America at, I should say, here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And then you can reach us across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And of course, Thomas was with Freeze Dry Food. Thomas, once again, tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, your telephone number, and your website.
It's 866-404-3663 or 866-404-FOOD, if that's easier to remember. And the website is freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com. And there's plenty of information there, plenty of options, plenty of solutions for you. And us being veteran-owned, we're really happy right now that we've got a Veterans Day salute going on. And who doesn't love Thanksgiving in America? And we've got a Thanksgiving feast on sale for you. So we think we've got some pretty popular options for you right now.
All right. Well, we've got Herman calling in. Herman, do you have a question or comment?
Well, I have some long-term Mormon friends, and they keep a fairly large supply of food and water on hand, and not just for emergencies, but also if they get laid off, they have food already prepared. So today we get so little money in the bank, and if our money system were to collapse or banks closed, you know, some of that money might be lost. So I think this would be a very good investment because, you know, you can't eat silver, you can't eat gold or artworks. So I think, you know, this type of food, if it lasts that long, certainly would be a value.
And basically, of course, one of the big things, if there were to be an EMP attack or a massive felt solar flare that knocked out the electric system, why our banks should close down literally overnight? Because, of course, most bank transactions are electronic. There really isn't any money there. It's all electronic transfer. People only have a very small amount of actual cash. All the rest of it is certainly electronic. And suddenly, if they turn off the electricity, why most people would lose most of the money that they have within the banking system. And that's one of the things that they brought out. Suddenly in this report, the Congressional Commission report, and nobody heard about it. It was totally censored by the controlled media. Anything else you want to say, Herman?
Well, the other thing is, and when we had Hurricane Katrina, a lot of people are not aware that the water damaged the banks locally, and people in New Orleans had to prove what money that they had in the bank, and supposedly the banks cashed in millions of dollars because some depositors could not prove what they had had in the banks. But also recently in Cyprus, the government there shut things down for a couple of weeks. Anything over 100,000 euros they took away, except for the oligarchs from Russia who could still get their money out of the banks at the branch in London. But the local folks lost from 10% to 40%. And it's shocking, but I encourage your listeners to Google in the fact that the money we have in our banks actually does not belong to us. I heard that recently, and that's shocking. So things are not as solid as you might think.
I think you're absolutely right, Herman. Thank you so very, very much. Appreciate your call. Thomas, you got about a minute to wrap up the program. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. If you'd like to give us a call, either for Thomas or certainly for the open line program afterwards, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Thomas, what are your parting thoughts for our listeners this evening?
I'd like to thank Herman for a great call. I know you've got very well-informed and educated listeners, and Herman is absolutely right about the LDS Church. Even if you're not a member of the church, all you have to do is have a bishop or somebody refer you, and the LDS Church is very well into preparedness with grains and other foods. A little different than what we do, but still it would be a helpful factor for your listeners to consider. And Dr. Stan, you just keep up the good work, sir. And if we can help anybody, a freeze-dry guy, we'll be happy to do so.
And once more, the telephone number is?
866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and on the web, it's freezedryguy.com.
God bless. Thanks very much. Okay, well, that was Thomas with the Freeze Dry Guy, and that's 866-404-FOOD. 866-404-FOOD. We'll be back in a moment here. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines for the rest of the hour. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295.
This is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And do I know when the problem's coming? I don't. But I really believe that it's coming because we know that the elite are making preparations. We know that certainly Janet DiPaolo from the Trilateral Commission, was a member of the Trilateral Commission, gave that warning on the 27th of of August. You can find that on her farewell address to the Office of Homeland Security. We know that the elite certainly have bought up 1.6 billion ounces, rounds of ammunition. Why would they do that? Well, I believe it's to protect themselves. We know they've laid up massive supplies of food. We know that they are certainly putting aside seeds at the Doomsday Seed Bank up there, certainly 800 miles from the North Pole. We know that they've got bought up massive amounts of food, freeze-dry food. A couple of years ago, you couldn't buy it for about 6 months as they were laying in their massive supplies. Now you, of course, can get it. Well, let's go to Greg, who's calling us from Coeur d'Alene. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you've got a question or comment. Hi, Greg. How are we doing?
Good evening, Dr. Stan. It's a privilege and an honor to speak with you.
Well, I really appreciate your calling in. Now, what would you like to talk about?
Well, I'd like to share some thoughts with the audience, if it's okay. You know, I was watching, I had a chance to get on the internet recently, and I was looking at some of the stuff on YouTube, and some of the, you know, they had a couple programs on the Satanism in Hollywood and some of the early actors that were involved in Satanism, and I think it was LaVey and his church. And then currently in the music industry, a lot of the girl singers, Keisha and Katy Perry and Beyonce and Lady Gaga, they pretty much admit, I mean, that's from their own words, that they practice this and they have demonic entities. You know, they're calling on demonic entities to fill them and guide them. And I think Beyonce calls hers Sasha. And then, you know, Dr. Stan, you watch this stuff, the 2012 Olympics in London. You see the MTV Music Awards and the Super Bowl halftime shows. And they're, you know, I mean, according to a lot of people, they're open occultic ceremonies. I mean, they're publicly, and this takes a lot of work and choreographing. Open occultic ceremonies. And then, of course, you know, there's Bohemian Grove, and if you want to, Eyes Wide Shut by Stanley Kubrick and Ted Gunderson and Steve Quayle and yourself. And, you know, I recently read Richard Wurmberg's Torture for Christ. And, you know, I'm 55, Dr. Stan, and I think Dan Rather and Mr. Cronkite really forgot to really tell me that. You know, it didn't really sink in. You know?
Well, basically, of course, if they were to tell you the truth, they would not have those massive salaries. They would lose their job. You tell the truth. Glenn Beck, I saw you on Fox News. Had a great program there until he actually quoted from David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs, where David Rockefeller talks about the fact he's part of a secret cabal that's conspiring against the best interests of our country, working against the best interests of our country, conspiring with others around the world to bring about this more integrated global and economic structure. And he says, you know, I'm proud of it. I'm a proud internationalist. If anybody accuses me of being part of a secret cabal, yes, that's sir. And Glenn Beck certainly lost his job. And that's the reason that the others won't speak out. They want to keep their jobs. And I've actually had people within the media tell me that they do not dare to come out and tell the truth. But fortunately, since I don't work for anybody but my listeners, certainly, and the same is true with Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and Noah Hutchings and certainly John Leffler and this little group, Chuck Chrismeyer, certainly Butch Palm, we work for the people out there. We're the alternative medium, and basically we're answerable to you, not to the elite. And so basically there's a growing movement out here all across America and a lot of new people coming on board, certainly. Bradley Dean, we've had on a number of times. I mean, he's much younger. He's about your age. And he's getting information now. We have Bradley on a regular basis here because he does such a good job getting the information out. But Greg, 50 years ago, even 20 years ago, we did not have the access to the information we have today. So I'm got optimistic. I don't think we're going to save America. I think the America that is going to come up Ed going to develop is going to be dramatically different than it is. I just hope that some of our people will survive. And of course, those who do survive are going to be the ones who are close to the Lord. I think if you're not close to the Lord, when this terrible thing that's about to occur does take place, I really simply tremble for my people, because I think an awful lot of them are going to be destroyed. But you're absolutely right. There really are these demonic and satanic forces out there. In fact, I even found an article one day where Lady Gaga was saying, you know, and she was telling this reporter, I fear that I'm satanically possessed. And I think she is.
Yeah. You know, Dr. Stan, you know what's fascinating is, and I love you in Brotherhood of Darkness. I sent off for Satan and Marx, also by Pastor Warren Brand, right. And I was quite taken aback. I was like, wow, that's quite a book. And so the stepped up stuff, the vampires, the more movie and TV shows that have demonic and weird that kind of scenario. But you know, I was talking to a pastor in here locally, and he just, you know, he didn't get it. Yeah, whatever. And we're talking about Revelation, and he's all, well, whatever about your demonic stuff, you know, whatever. And I've just always been interested in it, in a spiritual warfare. My ears perk right up when I hear that. And so here we are talking about Revelation, and then the false prophet, war with the saints, the mark of the beast, the Antichrist doing signs and wonders. You got to worship him. Come on, man. It becomes a whole Luciferian system. And then, and everybody wants to read Revelation 17 and wonder what it is and forgets 18. You know, Babylon has fallen. It has become a habitation of demons and every unclean and foul, I think it is, an hateful bird, and you know.
And basically, of course, the mystery of Babylon is the financial center of the world. And basically, then, of course, it catches fire and it burns, and the ship captains can watch it. What is the financial center of the world today? It's New York. I mean, and basically some people will tell you, oh, no, that's a real Babylon. Well, they're not the center of the world, nor is Rome the center of the world. It's New York City. But, of course, the one thing that really makes me think it's New York is because the ship captains can see it burn. Well, there's certainly no way the ship captains are going to see Rome or Baghdad over there. It's certainly a Babylon over in Iraq burn. I believe it's New York. I believe they're talking about America. And we're just going to have to wait to see. It's all conjecture. I haven't had any divine revelation, but I share your concern. Anything else you'd like to say?
Because I got a question. I got a question for you, okay. Dr. Stan. You know, did you read Rick Combs' America the Babylon, and how, if you did, and then how does it stack up? You had a guy on earlier that wrote a book that you guys were doing the book on America. I think he puts America as Babylon too. Yeah, that's out of print. Are you familiar with that, Doctor?
No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Was that Bill Salas that we had on? We've had several people who've actually come up with that same conclusion.
Okay.
Hey, we're living in exciting times, and just keep listening. Encourage others to listen up there in Coeur d'Alene.
We will do, Doctor Stan. Hey, one more question.
Sure.
Did you ever hear why they took Michael Savage off the air?
No, I really didn't. How long has Michael been off?
Yeah, he was up here, pretty consistently, and then a week or two, and I haven't gone on the internet. I'm not hooked up to the internet and really researched it and see what happened to him, why they took him off.
But I hope he gets back on, because I think that Michael does a good job too. Anyway, God bless. Thanks so much, Greg.
Love you, Dr. Stan, man. See ya.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay, let's go to Dave calling us from Central New York. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Hi, Dave. How are you? How are you hearing us back there in New York?
Hearing really good. I'm listening on a cell phone right now.
Okay, great. Because for our listeners out there, you actually, if you have unlimited minutes, you can listen to our programs on the cell phone. So anyway, you have a question or comment?
Yes, Dr. Stan. Those of us who depend on Social Security, will we still be able to get Social Security checks, do you think, when a collapse comes?
Well, it would depend what sort of collapse it is. If it basically it was an EMP, the whole electronic structure would break down. And basically, of course, my fear is that so many people would be wiped out entirely financially, and the central government would be down. Make your preparations as if, you know, you might be in a position where you wouldn't get your Social Security check, and hope and pray that the time never comes.
Dr. Stan, is martial law a sure thing when there's a crash?
I can't say what a sure thing is, but I would certainly be very, very concerned about it. And that's the last thing we want. We would want to have a local law enforcement. We want to have our local police, not federal police. And so the last thing we want would be martial law. And I just hope and pray that it doesn't come to that. We're just going to have to see how it all unfolds. I'm sure that there are people in Washington, D.C. would love an excuse to have martial law because they've always wanted a dictatorship. This is a subversive element that controls both political parties. I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. But no one knows what the future holds other than the Lord, and all we can do is rely upon him and hope he'll be merciful, at least to those of us who love him and worship him.
I understand when a collapse comes, what will happen to food prices and its availability?
Well, there's not going to be readily available. This is the problem. And I think we'll get into a barter system. I think that people will come to realize that money has really no value. Temporarily, why shouldn't you want to have money? But you also want to have things that you can barter. And basically, if you have silver coinage, it suddenly will have some value because the silver has value. I'd get some 90% or 50% to 40% silver coins have on hand, but what you're going to need, because the whole system of trade and buying and selling is going to break down, I really fear that we would get to a barter system.
Dr. Stan, when 9/11 happened, why don't you think nobody comes forth like they usually do on different things as far as squealing about that?
How do you mean? What about 9/11? Basically, they would not allow people to come forward and tell what really happened. If somebody tried to tell what really happened, they'd kill them. They can't let the American people know that they murdered almost 3,000 people that day. We know it was a controlled demolition. All you need to do is watch Building 7 come down. Certainly, you can see Building 7 come down on my website or any number of places there on the net. The first question is, why did they have a number of cameras set it on Building 7 at 5:20 in the afternoon? Basically, both towers were down. Why were there the cameras on Building 7? And yet, from a number of different slants, they had pictures being taken of Building 7, and you can see how the center of the roof collapses first. That's what you do when you're doing a controlled demolition. So the walls fall inward rather than outward. And then, of course, they took out the base of the building. Building 7 was a controlled demolition. And if that was a controlled demolition, then re-look at the pictures of the Twin Towers come down. You'll see how the tops of the South Tower vaporized sitting before the rest of the building came down. I mean, that is a controlled demolition, I fear. They simply murdered them, and they can't let the American people know that. But I will tell you, there's an increasing awareness across America that we haven't been told the truth.
I wonder how long before 9/11 happened do you think it was planned?
We have no way of knowing, Dave. But they needed an incident so they could get us into a war with Afghanistan and with Iraq. And the American people didn't want to go to war over there, not on the 10th of September. But once they actually had killed all those people, and then they had the American flags out, and everybody was very patriotic, well, the American people were willing to actually go to war without ever stopping to think that 15 of the 19 hijackers were Saudi Arabians. So why then did we go to war with Afghanistan? And basically, of course, Osama bin Laden always insisted he had nothing to do with it. I think that's probably true. Anything else? I say we've got a couple of other callers. I'm going to have to let you go.
Yeah, okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye, and let's go quickly here to Eric. Eric, do you have a question for us?
Yeah. Does the name Sheldon Adelson ring a bell?
It does, but I can't tell you where. I've heard it, but I really can't tell you anything at all about him.
Well, okay, speaking of the Brotherhood of Darkness, Sheldon Adelson would easily qualify as a brother in that fraternity, if you will. Tex Mars actually has a Wednesday night. I'm now a Wednesday night listener. I call it my Wednesday night church episode. And last night he was reviewing the fact that in Israel, I think it's called the Yeshiva University over there, Sheldon Adelson recently with an American, dual Israeli-American rabbi whose name, oh, and it turned out this was the same rabbi that was Michael Jackson's rabbi. Anyhow, they held a special meeting over there regarding their arch enemies, Iran and Syria, and it was their magnanimous conclusion that they should just go ahead and nuke Iran, just get it done and over with, and they wouldn't have to worry about Iran anymore.
Well, I would tell you that's the worst thing in the world. The last thing we want is a nuclear war. Now, especially now that Saudi Arabia has access to nuclear weapons, and Iran already has nuclear weapons. They've had them for a long period of time. They're simply lying to us about everything over there. And I tremble for my country when I reflect that there certainly could be a nuclear war over there. And if there's a nuclear war there, we do not know what the implications it would have for America. So, Eric, pray for peace in Jerusalem. Pray for peace over there, because I fear that you may well be right. We may very well have a nuclear war. And if we do, the implications for America and for the survival of this country are certainly very limited. God bless you. Thanks for calling. We're running out of time. Thanks for calling. Good point.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Herman calling in. He was just talking about hearing a minister who had went on to one of the radio programs talking about a vision he had had. And what was his vision, Herman?
Well, anyway, Shane Warren is his name. And his vision was of a massive storm, and it was raining dollars in hurricane force. And it, as the news reporter said, it's flooding America with dollars. And certainly the Federal Reserve, that's what they've been doing. But the second vision he was given of the future of America is silver would go through the roof. And I've heard this from other sources, because people maybe can't afford gold because it'll become so expensive, but silver is still within reach to buy. And silver is used. The average cell phone uses, every cell phone uses 50 cents worth of silver. And they are not mining enough silver to meet all of the demand. So I'd like to encourage our listeners to consider those things.
All right, fine. God bless, and thanks very much, Herman. Appreciate it. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you out there across America who believe in what we're doing, who believe we're involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. If you have not yet read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, I hope that you get it, that you can get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. It's inexpensive. It certainly is easy reading, and basically it's easy to understand. And it lays out certainly and very, very briefly exactly what's going on, who's behind what's going on, and certainly what we must do to oppose those wicked people who are working behind the scenes, intent upon destruction of what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave, those people who have taken America from being a Christian nation and the greatest nation in the world to a post-Christian nation in decline. So that's the Brotherhood of Darkness. Now, if you can't afford the book, you can go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, scroll down to videos. Scroll down on videos. The first video there is Brotherhood of Darkness, and watch it. And, of course, you know, you can want to get buy the DVD, you can, but you can watch it for nothing on our website. But our plea to you is get informed about what's going on. As I said, we hope that you'll want to watch my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, on population control, the covert agenda, that you'll want to see my interview with Ambassador Earl Smith. And Ambassador Smith was the American ambassador to Cuba in 1959 when we installed Fidel Castro. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we installed Fidel Castro. He didn't win the revolution. He didn't get elected by the people. They didn't want Fidel Castro to be their dictator. He was installed by the American government because we needed an enemy. And he was a very convenient enemy because he's very close to David Rockefeller's daughters. David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit good old Fidel, at least they did. And basically, of course, you can learn this by reading David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs. You can get that from us. And of course, Fidel comes up to visit David Rockefeller. Why would this wicked communist come up to visit David Rockefeller? Why would David Rockefeller's daughters go down to visit that wicked communist? Ladies and gentlemen, nothing as it appears to be. Everything is illusion and delusion. And the fact that nobody's going to tell you this, although you can certainly verify what I'm saying, by getting David Rockefeller's book, Memoirs, by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You need to get our 4-CD set on the secret government, our 4-CD set on the secret societies or the secret society special. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we certainly need your financial help so that we can maintain our network of stations across America, our stations, our telephone outreach, our shortwave, certainly our internet, so many means you can get Radio Liberty. So please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountain.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of a Christian civilization or Judeo-Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Cheryl Hancock. And Cheryl is our representative over there in Israel. She provides us with information on what's taking place in Israel today. Cheryl was back here about a month ago on a speaking tour, but she's back over in Israel. She's been there for 14 years, living in one of the suburbs of Jerusalem, and of course reporting back to us about what is really going on there. And of course basically the people over there are preparing for war. Now, you're not hearing about what's going on in Israel today over here, because we hear occasional stories. We hear the quotations from certainly Netanyahu about what's going on. But you're not really getting a picture of what's taking place in Israel, which is why it's so important we have Cheryl with us once a month. She's on the first Thursday of every month, and it's the first Thursday. Hi, Cheryl. How are we doing?
I'm doing well, and I'd say good morning, but I know it's evening over there.
I know it is. Well, basically, tell us what's going on over in Israel now, basically, because you just got back after being here in the States for a couple of months. Are the people silly preparing, or do they believe still that there will be some sort of a conflict over there?
Well, yeah, definitely there will be. It's just a matter of time now. Mainly what they're waiting for, John Kerry was just here, Secretary of State of United States, trying to get the peace negotiations going, and he keeps failing because of the hard issues. So if this fails completely and the people, the Palestinians, run out of hope, then they're talking about having another intifada, and the large majority of the Palestinians believe that this is what's going to happen. They've already started a small uprising where they're attacking Jews more, throwing rocks at cars and killing people, actually, this way, stabbing Jews as they walk down the street. So there's a small uprising, but that's not the immediate urgency as far as war. What's going on is with Iran. And as we know, there's negotiations going on with Iran, and America wants to give in to some more talks and consolations. Anyway, they want to help Iran to figure out more of what to do while Iran's making this bomb. And Netanyahu is telling everyone, this is dangerous. All you're doing is giving him more time. He's able to get this bomb together. Not only Israel is worried about it, but Saudi Arabia is worried about it. So this is where the urgency is, that Israel could be attacked if this bomb gets finished. So, yes, war's on the horizon. We don't know when yet.
I think it's important that just today or the last couple of days, we hear about Saudi Arabia suddenly having access to nuclear bombs or actually having them. Now, we have known for some years that Saudi Arabia had actually financed the Pakistani nuclear weapons. And suddenly all of the evidence we've heard is that Saudi Arabia has actually had these nuclear weapons for some time. You're not getting the truth of the regular channels over here. Also, of course, we have evidence from many sources that Iran actually has their nuclear weapons. And it's just, they're going to be able to get it built within a week or two. Ladies and gentlemen, Iran has nuclear weapons. Saudi Arabia has nuclear weapons. Israel has nuclear weapons. And my fear is that certainly that part of the world is on the verge of a nuclear confrontation. But you're not going to hear that through regular channels. The media here is controlled. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock. Give us a call if you got a question or comment. We're living in tumultuous times today.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Well, Well, this is Dr. Stan. Sydney Sherrill is pointing out the fact that there's a significant part of the Saudi Arabian population that is Shia Muslim. In other words, they're not Sunni like the monarchy is. They are Shia, and they want, of course, to have a Shia of rulers. They have a ruthless rule there in Saudi Arabia. We back, Sydney, a feudal monarchy, which is what the Saudis are. But what's so interesting now, of course, is the Saudis are very, very fearful. The Saudi Arabians are very, very fearful of Iran because it's Shia. The Shias want to control the Middle East. The Sunnis certainly want to control the Middle East. And basically, of course, the battle between the Sunnis and the Shia Muslims is being fought in Syria. That's what the battle there is. And of course, the Saudis are financing the rebels just as the United States has been in the past. And now the Americans are beginning, of course, to pull away from the rebels that we've been financing. They're beginning to pull away from the Saudis. And America is beginning to negotiate with the Iranians for peace over there. And the Iranians are saying, oh, yes, certainly we can have peace. But the Iranians are planning for war. They've had their nuclear weapons on hand for some time. It is simply that the average American doesn't know, or if the government is not telling us that Iran does have nuclear weapons. Saudi Arabia has nuclear weapons. Pakistan has nuclear weapons. Israel has nuclear weapons. And I fear that terrible things are about to happen in that part of the world, in the coming weeks and months. Go right ahead, Cheryl. So basically, the people there in Israel are very well aware that certainly they're sitting on a nuclear-powered keg. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. And what you mentioned before about Pakistan, they have agreed. There's actually an article yesterday that I just received last night, and it said that Pakistan has agreed to give Saudi Arabia any nuclear warheads that they're needing because Saudi Arabia wants to be built up and to be ready to fire back on Iran. So everyone here in Israel knows that right around them there is this war that is just starting to come up and get stronger and stronger. They feel it. You know, an average 13-year-old here, boy, usually knows what's happening politically around the world. And it's so different than living in America. I was in America on a speaking tour for 3 to 4 months, a long time. But it's so different being over here where we seem to just really live in the reality that things are going to happen. So people are preparing their bomb shelters. Children are helping clear out the bomb shelters, getting them ready, getting them stocked up, getting their gas masks. This has been going on for some months now, but even as the months go by, it becomes more and more possible that this war will happen. They said it could happen any time now. And so people don't know. People go on with their lives in Israel. They try to not think too much about what's happening as far as the war. Of course, they get prepared, but they want to live life as much as possible as normal. And they're trying to do that. It's a very difficult place to live. Very difficult. And reality, here, I asked some children one time, and they told me they wanted to go to Disneyland. They want to go to California. They want to live in California. And I said, well, why do you want to do that? You know, you live here in a great place in Israel. And they said to me, they looked at me, and they said, we want to get out of reality. And I'll never forget that statement. And yes, people here live in reality knowing that there is a war that is going to be coming. It's just a matter of time, and they're preparing for it.
And I think people here in the United States must understand that suddenly there's somewhere between 150,000 and 200,000 missiles aimed at the very heart of this little country of Israel. I mean, and these are not simply very, very primitive missiles. These are very sophisticated missiles with sophisticated targeting, and they can target them quite accurately. And there are various figures, but I've heard certainly from Barry Shamish and from Cheryl that many people believe there are up to 200,000 missiles aimed at little Israel today. Is that correct?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I go to the press conferences here. I get the media from the government press office. So we get all these press releases. And last time I heard Netanyahu speak, I was at a conference where he was talking, and he said there are about 200,000 missiles pointed at Israel from Hezbollah. Hezbollah is in the northern border in Lebanon, and they are Shiite also. They are fighting along with the Syria's Shiite population and Iran. So So these Shiites are really wanting to take over, and that's where you get Saudi Arabia and Israel. This is one point they will agree on. They do not want the Shiites to take over. They want the Sunnis to be in control. Things are a little bit quieter when the Sunnis are in control. Not that the Sunni Muslims love Israel anymore or America anymore. It's just that they don't want to take over control and change things and stir it up like the Shiites do. And what's interesting is that Russia is on the side of the Shiites. They're helping Syria, even though we asked them to be guardians over the nuclear warheads there. These nuclear warheads are heading to Hezbollah in the north. And if they put these warheads, these biological warheads on these missiles, we're going to have biological warfare. And this is the real threat that Israel's under right now, is biological warfare.
Well, now, basically, are you suggesting that the Russians are transferring some of the biological and chemical weapons from Syria to Hezbollah?
No, Russia is definitely they're transferring missiles from Russia to Syria.
They're transferring missiles from Russia to Syria, okay.
Right. And Israel actually took out, and this was leaked out of the United States government last week, or maybe even earlier this week, that Israel actually was bombing two of the shipments that were coming from Russia that were heading to Hezbollah. And so Syria is sending these warheads to, these chemical weapons to Hezbollah, and Israel took out two of the missiles that Russia sent. So if Israel doesn't take them out before they get to Hezbollah, Hezbollah will be set up and be able to fire at Israel. We know that some of it's gotten through already. We just know that. And so America leaked this information, and Israel was kind of upset with America for saying this in the news. CNN brought it out in the news, actually. So Israel's trying to protect Israel before the missiles even get and the warheads get over to Hezbollah.
And I think basically what you must understand is that basically Israel, to protect itself, had actually bombed a site in Syria where these missiles, or pardon me, with these chemical weapons, and were being transferred to Hezbollah in Lebanon. And basically then the Americans actually leaked that information publicly, that Syria had been attacked directly by Israeli warplanes flown over Lebanon. And of course this put this into a difficult position. Is he going to simply accept the Israeli attack on his land? Well, he has, and I think very wisely so. The last thing Assad wants is a war, certainly with Israel. So Assad is pretending that he doesn't know it was the Israelis that actually bombed his country. Of course, he knows it. The Israelis know it. But the fact that the Americans would have leaked that information publicly to embarrass Israel, I think the Israelis were very, very upset at that, and justifiably so. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Had you heard that said that Israel was very unhappy with America for leaking that information?
Yeah, absolutely. They couldn't believe that America did this. They didn't want to state that they were the ones that took out these weapons, these missiles. So when America did that, that hurt Israel. People know that Israel is on top of this and Israel needs to take them out, but they had to go into Syria, and some of these weapon storages are in Damascus. And this was a convoy also that they took out before it got to Hezbollah. So Russia, actually, because these missiles are S-300s, I believe they're called, coming from Russia, Russia gets upset about this. So now they sent some warships. I don't know if you've heard about this. They sent some warships to the Mediterranean. They have an aircraft carrier called Killer that's out in the Mediterranean. They have nuclear battleships on the Syrian shores. They are trying to defend Syria. So Russia is defending who they're sending the missiles to. Very dangerous situation.
And, of course, America, of course, is doing everything they can to defeat Syria. So, basically, you're seeing a battle between Russia and the United States being fought in Syria. Syria is simply the battlefield for this Russia, but this battle between Russian and Chinese forces on one side and America on the other. But what is so interesting is America's beginning to back down there. And America is certainly doing everything they can to negotiate, and if they had to negotiate to the detriment of Israel, they would be doing this. And I surely tremble for my country when I reflect that if America turns its back on Israel, I fear God is going to turn his back on America. We're in real trouble, Les, because you can't understand anything that's going on today unless you understand that everything is changing in that part of the world. Obama certainly is a Muslim. If you don't believe he's a Muslim, you can go up on my website, and we have videos there where you'll actually see Obama is talking about his Muslim faith. And it's 2008. He's just saying how wonderful it was that John McCain had not brought up his Muslim faith. And, of course, the fellow who's interviewing Obama said, "Your Christian faith, you mean your Christian faith?" And Obama says, oh yes, my Christian faith. Well, why would McCain bring up his Christian faith? Of course, it's his Muslim faith. But, of course, they can't let the American people know that. You can actually see that film footage on our website. And this, of course, explains why certainly the Obama administration is doing everything they can. Actually, the new Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense? Or maybe it's the new head of the CIA. I think it's the new head of the CIA. The new head of the CIA just happens to be a Muslim. The American people aren't being told that, but I mean, this is the most incredible thing that they would put a Muslim in charge of the CIA. And the media would keep this secret. If anybody out there in the listening audience has a chance, please get up on the internet, look under your Google, or head of the CIA is a Muslim. Please look at that and verify that. I want to be absolutely certain if I make that statement is correct, but I think it is. Please check your search engine for that. Give us a call. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Suddenly, our guest is Cheryl Hancock. If you have a question, give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-2295. Israel is certainly on the verge of war. That whole area is about to explode, and the average American has no idea what's going on.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging, Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 877-330-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly we're just talking about the fact that certainly Israel keeps making concession after concession after concession. They certainly made the concession of pulling all the Jews out of Gaza so the Palestinians could have Gaza so that they'd be happy, and then the grisly violence would stop. Well, of course, that didn't solve anything. Now they want to pull the Jews out of the certainly out of the West Bank, out of Judea and Samaria. But basically, that isn't going to solve the problem. Certainly, the Palestinian leaders will not be happy until the Jews have been completely driven out of the Holy Land. And making concession after concession after concession is not going to solve the problem. And basically, of course, John Kerry, of course, is putting all sorts of pressure on Netanyahu to pull the Jews out of it, just force the people to give up their homes, certainly there in the West Bank area. And certainly, they're talking about displacing tens of thousands of Israelis who live in Judea and Samaria and forcing them to give up their homes, and they'll end up like homeless people, like the people from Gaza. There were about 10,000 from Gaza that were forced out of their homes there. And, of course, certainly when they were forced out of Gaza, the Palestinians lost their jobs, and certainly the people there are living in poverty. They were living a fairly good, the Palestinians were living a fairly good life, working for the Israelis, certainly, who were prosperous growers, growing flowers and food and vegetables, and all those farms are closed down. The Palestinians seem to be incapable of running this sort of thing. And basically, of course, as Israel makes more and more concessions, it's never going to solve the problem. Would you agree?
Yes. As a matter of fact, there was a deal made 3 months ago when the peace process started, got jump-started again. And Arafat, Abbas said to Netanyahu, to Israel, okay, you have a decision. You can either let some of the prisoners go that have killed Israelis that are in your prisons, or you can stop building. So Netanyahu decided he'd let some prisoners go. And he let the second segment of the prisoners go just this last week, 26 prisoners with blood on their hands, ones that have been involved in attacking Israel, were let out of the Israeli prisons, and they had a hero's welcome to them for them in the West Bank. Now, Israel started building again because that was the deal, that he let the prisoners go so that Israel can continue building, because people are coming in by the droves in Israel. These immigrants, these Jewish immigrants, are coming here. They need to build more housing. So as Israel started to build, they announced they were going to build. Then the Palestinian Authority said, now this is going to be the death of the peace agreement if Israel builds. But see, 3 months ago, this was already a deal. And so Kerry, actually, he didn't seem to remember this deal being made. And he said that America sees the settlement as illegitimate. I live in a place that has 40,000 Jewish people here. This was no man's land. No one owned the land here. It was a road to Jericho. And this place is like a city. This is something that the Palestinians want Israel to give back, to the Palestinians now. And it's a built-up city. It's not an illegitimate place. And when you hear settlers, it doesn't mean that they came in and stole the Palestinian land. They settled the land that was not being built on. It was Israel's land since 67 anyway. So, yes, you are so right. because John Kerry said if Israel continues to build, they're going to be standing alone. And he said, you don't want to be isolated, do you, Israel? He said that this morning or last night in one of the talks. And he also said, you don't want another intifada, do you, Israel? So you need to give up more land. And the message that came out today was that, yes, the Palestinian Authority do not just want the West Bank and the part of the land that was from the 67 borders. They want Akko. They want the Sea of Galilee. They want Haifa. They want all of Israel. And they're teaching their children that Israel came in and stole their land. And so this is a religious obligation is what the leadership and the Palestinian Authority says. They will have to relinquish the land, all of the land, in order to have peace. So there will not be any peace in Israel unless Israel relinquishes all of the land. That is the real fight. So there won't be any peace process that will ever hold in the Middle East.
And basically, we're on the verge of a major war over there, ladies and gentlemen. This could well be a nuclear war. And if there's a nuclear war over there, that nuclear war, because of the intercontinental ballistic missiles, could well affect America. And if you think we're going to be able to sit here and betray Israel, I believe America has been protected because we've been protecting Israel. But if America turns against Israel, I fear that God is going to turn against America. And this is exactly what is happening with the Obama administration. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And you're not hearing about what these things over here. Your attention is being diverted by the people who control the media to the things they want you to think about and to talk about and to focus your attention on. But war is looming over there, certainly. Saudi Arabia is getting their hands on intercontinental ballistic missiles and certainly on nuclear weapons. Iran, in my estimation, already has those nuclear weapons and ready to use them. We'll be back. Our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at a reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 808-982-7782 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 808-982-7782 right now and order seed for this year's garden. It's fast and easy. There's quick shipping, too. That's 808-982-7782. Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health.
If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we're simply talking about how rapidly things are changing over there, how simply in the last day or two, we're suddenly hearing about Saudi Arabia having access to nuclear weapons. We've never heard that publicly before. We, of course, have known for a long time that actually not only have they going to have access to it, they've actually had the nuclear weapons, but this has been certainly suppressed from the American people. We're told that Iran may be able to build a nuclear weapon within a week or 2 weeks, or a month at the most. Ladies and gentlemen, Iran has had nuclear weapons for some time. You're just not getting the truth. Pakistan has nuclear weapons as well, and certainly Saudi Arabia and some of the other countries over there have some pretty sophisticated intermediate or long-range missiles, at least intermediate-range missiles that could strike into Europe and strike American bases there. But you're not going to get this through regular channels. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for Cheryl, because she's over there in Israel right now, she knows what's going on, and she has her finger pulse on her finger on the pulse of that land. Cheryl, how can people get in touch with you and in touch with your ministry?
Well, the best way is to send me an email, and the email address is reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. It's all one word, reportingfromisrael@gmail.com.
All right.
And I will answer the questions directly myself.
reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. Again, if you'd like to call here and ask a question, have a comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Now, you mentioned people coming in. Are suddenly new people, Jews, arriving, continuing to arrive in Israel? Are more Jews coming in than leaving? What's basically happening as far as the people coming to Israel to live at this time in history?
Yeah, there are a few leaving Israel, but not very many. Some of them go out to get educated or to get other jobs for a while and be trained and then come back to Israel. But many Jews are still making immigration. They call it Aliyah to Israel. And what's interesting is the Turkish Jews are now coming to Israel. And I was in Turkey one time speaking to a young couple who grew up in Turkey. They loved living there. They said they feel a little bit uncomfortable, but it was okay. And this was maybe about 10 years ago. Now we know that the Turkish government and the Israeli government are not getting along, and that there has been problems for the Jewish people in Turkey. So these people are now immigrating to Israel. So they're immigrating not only from the nations around here that are Muslim nations, but they're also coming from America. Many Jews are leaving America, their comfortable lifestyle over there, and Canada and England, and they're coming over here to Israel, starting a life. As a matter of fact, there's a brand new housing area. I just read this last night. Housing area they set up just for American Jews so that they feel more comfortable in this foreign land. Because, you know, coming over here, you go through culture shock. It's completely different than being in America. But this community is made for Americans to come that are making Aliyah and feel comfortable. And now they have new programs for the Americans, the West that's coming. The Lord said, I'm going to bring them from the North, South, East, and West. And he actually has and is doing that, and actually in that order. And now the people from the West are coming in. So we're seeing an influx of Jewish people making Aliyah. They say they need to stand with their people here in Israel, and they believe we're living in the last days. absolutely amazing.
It really is amazing. And basically, of course, we have one of our good friends who works very closely with us, who's a Messianic Jew. And certainly his relatives, some of his cousins, have gone and left their comfortable homes and successful businesses here. And they've moved over to Israel and certainly living there, probably not making anywhere as near as much money. And, you know, he's asked them, why did you want to move to Israel? And they don't know. They just feel that they were somehow drawn there. Have you heard that from some of the Jews?
Yes, I had to interview some of the Jews, asking them why they're coming. And I remember one lady coming off the airplane, and I asked her, why are you leaving comfortable America? I mean, gas over here is almost $9 a gallon. And she said, you know, I just don't know why. And she brought her whole family. So these people are being drawn, just like the Lord says, I'm going to draw you from the north, south, east, and west. I'm going to bring you. And he is bringing them. So, and then kids are coming, young kids, 19, 20 years old, are coming to fight in the, or I should say join, the Israeli army. They feel an obligation to the Jewish people here in Israel. They feel connected to Israel. And they're leaving their families in the West to come here and join the IDF, Israel Defense Force. And so they're called the Lone Soldiers. And, of course, at Thanksgiving, they're going to have a big party for them from America. And just know that they're appreciated for coming over here and being a part of Israel. So there's a lot of activity going on with North American Jews coming to Israel. They're getting more involved. There's a conference right now with thousands of Jews from around the world, especially North America, to show that they're going to be standing with Israel even more in these last days.
And, ladies and gentlemen, it is totally illogical, facing both chemical and nuclear war, for people to be leaving the safety of the United States to be going to Israel, and yet it's happening. Because remember, God does rule in the affairs of men, and some of these people have no idea why they're doing what they're doing, but they're doing it anyway. Well, right now we have Herman calling. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. Go ahead, Cheryl, and then you had something to say, and then we'll get Herman. But what did you want to say?
Yeah, well, we're having the phone is disconnecting at just certain parts, so that's why I'm sorry that that happened. But I was just watching a film about the broken promises of England to the Jews. This is like during the Holocaust, right after the Holocaust, during the English Mandate. And lots of Jews were slaughtered, as you know, and in the Holocaust. And even when they came to Israel and they helped each other, the English would stand back and allow the Arabs to attack the Jewish people. And this was on a film that a friend of mine made, Hugh Kitson from England. He's a producer, and he did a wonderful job of making the film. But people are looking at what happened in the past. When these boats tried to come to Israel for safety from the Holocaust, some of them were sent back to Germany to go and die. So there are things going on in the minds of the Jewish people saying, we're seeing this anti-Semitism going on around the world now, all over the place. We need to go to a homeland where we're safe, and we need to get there soon. So that's part of the reason why people are coming back over here.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're living in exciting times, especially when you know the Lord. Herman, go ahead. Do you have a question or comment? And once again, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Go right ahead, Herman.
I'd like to remind our listeners that Sir Isaac Newton, going back hundreds of years, said that, and he spent much of his career studying prophecy. He felt that Israel and its reestablishment was the prophetic time clock for our world. Also, there's a great movie series that I know you're familiar with called Against All Odds, and it is a multi-series. I think they have about 20 or 30 videos, half hour, detailing the incredible miracles since the state of Israel was formed, of how they have been defended and defended themselves when they should not have prevailed. Somehow, from an unseen hand came and helped them. And so I believe that unseen hand is from God. And as America turns its back on Israel, I fear we are going to lose out some of the blessings that we have had here at home.
I agree with you totally, Herman. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
Well, the other thing is that I know of two people who are Christians who have set up to live in Israel. Now, they find it very difficult. They cannot get full immigration status. But one of them, actually, for 10 years, he's a Christian pastor, Don Esposito, and he, every 3 months, he left Israel, and he went to Cyprus with his wife, and then they would come back, and he actually, during one period when they had the last Lebanese war, he came back, and he was the only one arriving in Haifa, and they had to set up a table for him and his wife. And the guy said, the immigration man said, why on earth would you be coming to Israel now? And he said, well, I feel this is where God wants me. And he is supporting the state of Israel. And then I know another couple, a retired American couple from Monterey. They have rented an apartment in Israel, and they go back and forth. So, Cheryl, do you know of other people who feel drawn to Israel besides Jewish people?
Oh, absolutely, Herman. Yes, there's a lot of evangelical Christians that are being drawn to Israel, and they are coming. Some of them actually are applying for residency. Some have been in the land for many years. They feel that they should be here during these times. They feel like it's the last days that we're in. And, you know, as Christians, one thing we hope is that people just really come to know the Lord. And with the believers in the land, we're able to spread that hope among the people. We're not allowed to go and push anything that we believe on other people, but we're there for when people lose hope, and we can point the way back up to, as they call him, Hashem, the Lord God, and show that there is a way. And so these believers really feel like these are the days when people are going to be losing hope. So why not be here and stand alongside the Jewish people and give them hope? I saw that in November when the rockets were coming in. People were crying. People were without hope. And one thing they wanted to talk about is, where is our hope? And they know, and they've seen in the past, as you said, they've seen the miraculous help from the Lord for the Jewish people. And they know that that's going to happen again as these last days approach and the war starts coming. So there's a lot of believers coming into the land. You're right.
And basically, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if you've ever been to Israel, but it's a very, very small country. And basically, we're talking 200,000 missiles are suddenly pointed at this little country. And some of them may very well have suddenly chemical warheads. They may have other things on the warheads. I mean, there is no way that Israel is going to survive without God's intervention. This is my firm belief. Would you agree or disagree with that, Cheryl?
Yes, as a matter of fact, if you look at the map, you see the little dot of Israel, and all the nations around Israel is Islamic, and there are millions of Arabs around Israel. The film that we watched the other day was actually showing the war in 1948 when Israel, these worn-out people from the Holocaust, were trying all they could to do to fight, to hold on to what they were given, this land of Israel, and they actually won the war against five nations, Arab nations, with tanks and guns. How can that be without the Lord's hand? So we can see the Lord's hand in these people. Some people don't believe that the Lord's hand is in this, that this Israel is not supposed to happen. It's got to be a spiritual Israel, or there needs to be a spiritual government. But as Herman said, in 1948, that was the beginning. Israel wasn't, there was no Israel for 2,000 years. And on May 14th, 1948, Israel became a nation. And I believe the time, the clock started again. And these prophecies that we're watching in the Bible, they are coming to pass one after the other. It's like reading the newspaper with the Bible side by side, watching these things happen. So where are we supposed to be in the last days? And I believe my calling is right here among the people, so I can be a help to these people. I love the people of Israel, and I love talking to them about the Lord. They love debating about the Lord. So we have some great conversations here, and they know where the hope is.
Well, basically, if you're in a position, let me put in a little plug for Cheryl, because my wife and I support Cheryl. We can't go over there. We'd like to, but I think that we're called to be here doing what we're doing today, and I'd be a little old for going over there. But basically, we support it, Cheryl and what she does. And if you'd like to help her, why, certainly you can get in touch with her by going to reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. That's reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. gmail.com. And certainly we know Cheryl. We've spent time with her. She was with us just a couple of weeks ago. And we hope if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to help her, to reach out to the people over there. Certainly why you know how to get in touch with her. Herman, do you have anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Well, I know from having met Cheryl in person that she does help out and reports from the Palestinian side as well, and her reporting is very, very fair, and I think you've helped some people that or try to bring help to those that maybe are out of work or need clothing and things like that. So I encourage listeners, it's not just helping the Jewish people, but we need to be thinking of all of the people over there, including those in Syria who are suffering terribly. Many of the hospitals in Syria have been destroyed. They don't have enough medicines. It's a heartbreaking situation. So,
and the Palestinians as well, basically. They're God's children, and basically it's a tragic situation. They're all pawns in a vicious game. Thanks very much.
Thank you for being there.
Thank you, Herman.
Okay, fine. Well, of course, we're just about at the end of the program. So what is the thought that you'd like to leave with our listeners out across America?
Yeah, well, Herman just brought up the Palestinian people, and I have been working for, I've been here 14 years, I'd say 13 years, 12 years, with the Palestinian people, and they are so out of hope. They're tired of seeing the violence. They're tired of their children being used as pawns and suicide bombers. And sometimes it's the only way that they can make money for their family is to blow themselves up so their family gets money every month, and they will be taken care of the rest of their lives if they become suicide bombers and kill Jewish people. So I've been going to these people, and when I start talking about hope and not blowing themselves up, they want to get baptized. And so I've taken quite a few of them to the Jordan River, getting them baptized, giving them Bibles, helping them get started and to know the Lord. And they've been leading other people to the Lord. So I think as these Palestinian people know the Lord, their hearts change towards the Jewish people. They no longer want to kill the Jewish people. As a matter of fact, some of them are going out and telling the Jewish people about the Lord. So it's a very wonderful ministry that's going on. But right now, Hamas called on the Palestinians to kidnap Americans. I have to be very careful going into the Palestinian areas because I could be kidnapped. I have to really use wisdom and discernment, and I would just ask for the prayers of the people that I can continue reaching the people out there for the Lord.
And I would hope that you'll pray for Cheryl's safety. Joe, calling from New Jersey. Joe, do you have a question or comment quickly?
Yeah, I'd just like to say it's interesting that you brought up the fact that when you see a fig tree in leaf, you know that summer is near. So likewise shall my coming be. And it was brought up that Israel became a nation in 1948 in the month of May. But when does any tree come in leaf? In the month of May. Well, that's when spring comes. That's very interesting.
Wow.
You know, because that was predicted in... No, that was predicted in Matthew 24.
Okay, good. God bless. Thanks very much.
All right, God bless.
Okay.
No, that's it.
Okay,
right,
fine. That was Joe calling from New Jersey. We're living in exciting times, ladies and gentlemen. And basically, Cheryl is sort of the Radio Liberty delegate over there in that part of the world and doing a wonderful job. Again, her email is reportingfromisrael@gmail.com.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
This is Dr. Stan. Can you imagine 200,000 missiles, some of them with chemical and biological warheads, planted, pointed at this little nation of Israel? And why are we talking about it all the time? Because our minds are molded, our tastes are formed, our ideas suggested by the people who control the media and largely determine what the American people think and believe. But basically, Israel, that whole part of the world, is on the verge of some major, problems. There may very well be not only a war against Israel, there may be a major nuclear war over there. And believe me, if you think that America is going to escape unscathed, if this were to happen, I think you're sadly mistaken. I think we're in for some very difficult times here in this country. I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know that the important thing is you should have a personal relationship with our Lord. And if you don't, when you need to, why, talk to a minister. You can always call us. But you're going to need your faith in the days and the weeks and the months that lie ahead. Well, basically, of course, if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to hear from you because, of course, we have to maintain our network of stations out across America. We do actually 5 hours of talk radio a day, morning, afternoon, evening. It's an expensive proposition to be on shortwave and internet and telephone and a satellite and then, of course, on the radio stations as well. So if you'd like to become part of the Radio Liberty family of supporters and you're in a position to help us, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And if you're not in a position to help us financially, we would ask that you pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection. And because basically this is a spiritual battle, and we know some people out there are having real financial problems. But if you can't support us financially, then please keep us in your prayers. Now, we do hope, of course, that you'll tell others about Radio Liberty, that you'll go to our website at radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, you can listen to our radio programs there. You can watch our DVDs. You can read our newsletters. You can read my treatise on population control agenda. You can read my treatise on the Georgia Guidestones and really on so many other things. And then we have our monthly newsletters. Right now, of course, William Grigg is writing them, and they're excellent. You can, of course, go back and read the ones that I've written back for the last 15 years or more, and some of them are excellent. They will give you an excellent overview of the information that's going on, and it will help you to be able to intelligently discuss the secret cabal that controls America. And there is a secret cabal. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, that's Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get it. It's a very simple book. It's short, to the point, but it will tell you what nobody else will tell you and what most other organizations are not going to tell you, because so many of them have been, even the most conservative or liberal organizations, have been infiltrated by the other side, and certainly their leaders may be fine, but the people behind the leaders will be utilizing that information, utilizing the organization to conceal the fact that we were involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And there really are powerful supernatural forces out there. This is not imaginary. There really are demonic forces that have killed hundreds of millions of people and intend to kill hundreds of millions more. And if you really doubt that they really intend to kill off the majority of the population of our nation, simply go up on the internet and type in suddenly population control agenda, or go to my website and look up my section on the Georgia Guidestones and read the inscription on the Georgia Guidestones. They intend to kill off suddenly 90% of the population of the world. And then please pray for America, pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty. Our number 1-800-544-8927.